Hi there, I'm Michelle. Welcome to episode 49 of the State of Being podcast show, where all things astrology, intuitive insights, energetics merge with the intersection of building a sacred business and living a life where the human in you is honored. Today, we're going to be deep diving into all things creativity and why it is essential to stop comparing ourselves to other people in the industry, especially when we are trying to channel our own unique perspective. Whether you are a digital creator, an artist, a coach, a service provider, an online business owner, in this online digital space, oftentimes it could be a complete echo chamber in this day and age, especially if we are in this trap of trying to keep up with other creators and mimicking what they are sharing. So in today's episode, we're going to be diving into all of that. Lately, I've been having a lot of clients connect with me with the same struggle and challenge, which is they feel creatively blocked. They feel challenged when it comes to creating content, having a unique perspective. And it is also no surprise that there is also a common pattern that the very same clients that are deeply struggling with this happen to be consuming a lot of content from creators on social media that they are trying to keep up with. Oftentimes, and let's use Instagram as the perfect example, you come across a creator online. Maybe they are in a similar industry as you, a similar niche, and maybe you are an aspiring service provider coach, and you see this creator and they are doing something that you aspire to grow into. And once you follow them, it comes from a place of, oh my gosh, I admire this person, I admire their perspective. And there comes this tipping point where we start relying on checking in with this creator's content every single day. And as you are also trying to be the creator and produce content, you can't help but start comparing yourself to this online creator. Oh my gosh, this person is posting every single day. This person is showing up on their Instagram story in this particular way. Because this person is doing reels every single time she posts, I have to do it as well. I have to do it in this exact same format that she does. And it is very sneaky and it kind of snowballs from there. And then before you know it, you wake up one day, you feel this sense of stagnancy, this feeling of lull and complete resistance when it comes to offering a perspective, creating content that is derived purely from the lens of how you see the world, what you think of this problem that you are trying to solve or provide a solution to for your community. When we are following the footsteps of other creators in the same industry as us, we will naturally fall into a comparison trap. And that is also one of the quickest ways to experience creative burnout because we are trying to catch up to the timeline, the energy, and the essence of another creator that is not meant for how we show up and express through our brand. So there is this mimicking pattern and culture that I see a lot on social media, and it is something that we have to be super consciously aware of to protect our emotional, mental health, and well-being. Early on in my business, when I first started business astrology, I made the mistake of following other creators on Instagram that were also astrologers, and some of them were intersecting business and astrology. And for some reason, I thought, okay, if I follow these creators, like, they will inspire me. They will give me the courage to really, like, commit to this business, because this is something that I was really passionate about, that I really wanted to do. And I was in the super beginning stages, just building my foundation. And what also ended up happening, no surprise, was I started feeling pressure. Like, every morning when I would wake up, I would sit at my computer desk and just stare at my Instagram feed and be like, okay, like, this person produced this content, that person produced this content. And I intended to start the day by, you know, having a completely clean slate and just be in a creative flow state of offering my own perspective and my own takes. It could be something as simple as interpreting a new moon that was occurring or a transitory aspect. It could also be a perspective that I had about, let's say, for example, clients experiencing imposter syndrome in the early stages of their business. But because the first thing that ended up happening, and this is what happens when you end up, like, doom scrolling, and that this used to be a habit of mine, like, looking at your phone the first thing in the morning, it's like an automatic reflex after a while, opening up your Instagram app. It sets such a unhealthy precedent when it comes to being in a state of consumption that you no longer have control over taking on the role of being the creator, which is what you are. And so I was just robbing myself of the intention that I was setting for the day by doing, like, the first thing to start the day, which is, like, consuming other people's content. And I also happened to be following other people in my industry that was doing something similar as I was doing. And so inevitably, I felt blocked. And I'm like, oh, because this person offered this perspective, I don't have anything like different to offer. That's because I consumed before I gave myself the space to really challenge myself and be in a space of creation. So what I ended up doing really early on was I downloaded this Google Chrome extension called the Newsfeed, I believe, the Newsfeed Eradicator. And what this did was, instead of, like, when I click on my feed on my desktop, my Instagram feed, the first thing I see are not other people's posts. It's a quote to start the day. So I don't have access. I set a boundary for myself where I don't look at other people's content when I start my workday. And it invites me, it reminds me that, hey, Michelle, like, you are the creator, you are the business astrologer. Tap into your own creative channel and look to the outside world. Like, go outside, go for a walk. When you are consuming content, don't consume content from people in the same industry as you, because if you do, like, how are you going to offer a unique perspective? Like, you're pigeonholing yourself when you do that. And so this is something that I recognize, fortunately, in the first year of my business. And so I had to cut that out, and it's been such a game changer. And it's also not a coincidence that when I started setting those really clear boundaries for myself, the types of content that I consume, and deliberately following accounts that are, like, if you want to stalk my Instagram account and see who I follow, besides following a lot of, like, the clients that I admire and support and cheerlead on, I follow a lot of accounts that has nothing to do with astrology, nothing to do with business astrology. I deliberately do this so I can have a fresh new perspective and take when it comes to the work that I offer in my community. So if you want to run an experiment, look at your Instagram follower list or scroll through your Instagram feed. Are you following a bunch of creators that makes you feel this sense of pressure, of keeping up with the Joneses? Do you feel stagnant when you follow these accounts and think to yourself, oh my gosh, because this person posted this new moon in Virgo, I don't have anything interesting to say, so like I'm not going to post anything, or like I can't keep up because like this person created a really fantastic reel and like reels are not my thing. It like there's so many different ways in which this can manifest, but if you find yourself having that inner dialogue, comparing yourself to these creators that you admire, but at the same time, like, creates this subconscious pigeonholing effect when it comes to being a clear creative channel to offer your own unique perspective. For your own sake of sanity and creating boundaries in your business and being able to truly step into the role of a creator versus a consumer, I highly encourage you to download that Google Chrome extension. It's completely free. I'll leave that link in the description of this podcast episode. And I would even go so far as like, if right now in this space and time, you are feeling extreme creative burnout, or you are comparing yourself to other creators, temporarily mute their accounts until you are in a place where you feel into your own creative style and essence. And once you are more consistent in creating content and you finally feel like you're landing and you've built that foundation and you're feeling more familiar, building that relationship with yourself as a creator, then slowly start intentionally consuming other people's content, but know where the why you're doing it. Like, where, what's the intention behind that? Are you doing it from a place of like, I truly want to support this creator because I really admire them and I want to cheer them on because they're my peers? Like, if that's the case, fantastic. But if you're doing it because you feel like I need to like see what other people are doing because like I'm like subconsciously competing with that person or comparing myself to that person's way, strategy, content, angle, perspective, then it is worthwhile to take pause, take a step back, and reevaluate. Is it really a good idea to follow this person or not? Is it a really good idea that the first thing that you do before you start your day is to scroll on Instagram and check what other creators in your industry are producing? So this conversation is to kick off a longer series that I'm experimenting with. I'm inviting a lot more play, serendipity this year, and just taking in the moment inspirations and running with it. So this is going to be a part one episode when it comes to a deeper, longer conversation about the nuances of channeling creativity and also creating content where you take full unapologetic ownership of it. This is a year where I invite you to be unapologetic in your self-expression. That definitely takes courage, that takes vulnerability. And in the next coming weeks, I will be sharing a series of different ways in which you can activate, harness creative ideas, creating space for you to channel creativity in your work more potently, more consistently. This is definitely a skill that you can build. It is not something like, oh, because this person has this aspect or placement in their natal chart, their birth chart, this person is more gifted at being able to be consistent in like channeling brilliant creative content. Like, I want to remove that stigma entirely. That is not the case at all. Everybody, I believe that everybody has the capacity to harness brilliant creative ideas, perspectives, as long as you are living life and you are a living, breathing human and you have awareness of what's going on day to day and you have an opinion, whether you choose to openly express it or not, that is another thing entirely, which I will be discussing in the next coming weeks. But As long as you are a living, breathing human, you go through the ebbs and flows, the highs and lows of life. Like, then you have the capacity to share your own unique angle and channel that into really powerful, connective content in your business that gains trust, that gains connection. And in today's world, in today's business, moving into 2024 and beyond, just following like marketing strategies is not going to cut it. Just regurgitating prompts from ChatGPT isn't going to cut it. Your personal storytelling, your narrative, and your willingness to take inspiration from your day-to-day life, your personal experiences, and also inspiration completely outside of your industry, it's one of the best ways to create a clear channel for you to express yourself. So stay tuned for next week's episode where I'm going to be deep diving into this. Until then, take care and I will talk to you soon.